So if I said the letters to you, G-I-A-F, what would you think? Well, hopefully you'd think the words get into American football, but what the hell is that? To help me talk about that, I've got two people with me right now. One is Ken Walters. Ken, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Who are you?
I am the whole sport plan manager for the British American Football Association.
I've also got Glenn Schild.
Hi, OJ.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Who are you?
Today, OJ, I am BAFA Finance Director.
Love it when you're that. Right, so tell me, what is Get Into American Football? What's it all about and how the hell did you get into this thing?
Well, Get Into American Football is the title of our whole sport plan, which is launched today. What a whole sport plan is exactly what it says on the tin. It's a plan for the whole of the sport. How that came about, really, and how I got involved, there's two answers to that question. It kind of loops together. A few years ago, the NFL got in touch with BAFA and spoke to them about their future plans, and they're big, and we know about that because in October the first regular season game is going to take place outside of the Americas at Wembley Stadium with the Dolphins and Giants. So there's huge plans for the expansion of the sport globally, and one of the key markets is Great Britain, and the NFL are featuring there. So they introduced them to, right, you know, there's going to be a big upsurge here. And BAFA at the time, a few years ago, I think it'd be fair to say, Glenn, you know, we're at a position whereby, well, that's great news, but we're not really empowered to be able to do anything at grassroots level, the kind of, you know, platform that you want to have in this country. Would that be fair to say?
That's right. As a volunteer organisation, the British American Football Association has always been challenged to actually move the sport forward and try and get ourselves into a position where the whole sport can develop and grow. And all of a sudden, we're in a position where we're faced with the very real possibility of a massive increase in interest, more people wanting to get involved with the sport, more people trying to find out about the sport, more people want to play and actually participate, a bit like it was in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And the question being asked internally is, could the national governing body actually meet those challenges? Could it actually be there to enable those people to come into sport stay in the sport?
Well, in the background, wearing my other hat, media and marketing director for the British American Football League, we had a sponsorship opportunity. So if we look at it from a private sector opportunity, the BAFL team sat down and we hurriedly put together a development plan, which was part of the sponsorship package. Now, we were unsuccessful in securing funding through that sponsorship avenue, but a few months later I sat down with Simon Noonan at the NFL, and he saw the development plan and said, well, hang on a minute, you need to speak to Andy Fuller, the National Sports Policy Advisor at the NFL. So we got together and had a bit of a chat, and I was sceptical of, you know, American football, boutique, niche, one nation sport. Is it going to actually be picked up by government as an opportunity? And I chatted with Andy, we had a few meetings, and all of a sudden it began to dawn on me, actually, this development plan is probably more in tune with meeting government objectives. So, I mean, I had an opportunity, and I took a career break, and I worked with Andy for 6, 7, 8 months on what we could actually achieve by taking this development plan and using it as the foundation for the whole sport plan. We worked long hours, you know, big phone bill. We thrashed out what could be achieved. It was presented to the BAFA board and then adopted. And then we met with the CCPR and it was presented to them. And, well, we were there at the meeting, Glenn, and, you know, you can describe the response of the CCPR when we presented our development plan.
Well, first of all, it's important to say what the CCPR is. It's the Central Council for Physical Recreation, who are an independent organisation who effectively act as mediators between sports and government. And when we went to that meeting, we could put a case to them for the fact that the sport of American football in the UK wants to have the opportunity to be considered by the powers to be, by government, as a sport which is worthy of funding. They looked at the presentation and said probably one of the most professional presentations they've had from a sport for a long time.
So we, you know, I think that really harps back to participate in American football. You have to be highly organised and very efficient and put lots of things together, because it's a big club, 50 athletes, 10 coaching staff, loads of volunteers. It's not a small club at a local level. So there's some unique attributes, and by default, we are very, very busy and active, and we organise ourselves very well. So when we went into that meeting, yeah, it was great. You know, we were hugely professional. Shortly afterwards, I got an opportunity to work as a consultant for the BAFA, and so from there, we've been writing the whole sport plan. We've met with all aspects of the sport over the last 12 months to arrive at today where we have a whole sport plan.
So now you've got it. Does that mean that British American football has hit a gold mine? Does that mean you are going to be flush with money?
Yeah, that's a common misconception. You know, there's a lot of people are looking at it as there's a pot of gold here now, we've got a whole sport plan. It's not. A whole sport plan is a plan for our sport. It's bespoke and unique. In certain areas, it's compliant with the way government will structure resources, support, and yes, funding for certain aspects. But really, you know, we need to focus on being financially independent and developing our sport in a manner that's right for us. So yes, there are possible funding opportunities, but that is not the primary objective. You know, if we were funded to a huge degree by Sport England or other nations, partners in the home nations or other organisations from the government, and the goalposts move and we don't get that money, where does the sport go? It'll die immediately. So we've got to be, you know, the whole sport plan has got to build to being financially independent. But some projects undoubtedly will be, you know, eligible for some sorts of, you know, resources from other sports, funding and so forth and so on.
I think it's fair to say the way the plan has been structured and built is to take advantage of what funding is available out there. But it's not the be all and end all, it's actually making sure that we use our resources that we have, develop those resources as best we possibly can.
Yeah.
And as I said, if there's funding available for specific projects, we want to maximise those opportunities and get those projects done.
I think it's important to say as well, when people download the short, medium or long version of the whole sport plan from the BAFA website, it's important to note that the way it's built, there are lots and lots of little projects, so we can deal with those projects on a volunteer or part-time or even, you know, full-time consultant basis. The most effective way and the most cost-effective way would be to employ a management team to be able to deliver all those projects, because there's so many crossover in so many areas. So it works two ways. You know, if we are able to get funding from public or private sector, we can deliver it fast and efficiently, or alternatively we can turn to our volunteer workforce team and we can work with them and deliver it that way also, you know.
So these people are putting money in themselves, you know, in certain forms. What is BAFA doing for them?
that's the age-old question, isn't it? And interestingly, I've had a fantastic year. It's been just simply the best job in the world, and I've met with some fascinating people. I had an opportunity to discuss a similar question like that with Prince Philip at the CCPR CCPR AGM, and we've met with the Ministry of Sport and discussed similar topics. It is a common question asked by lots of other NGBs. What has BAFA done this year at the coalface? You know, people perhaps won't see a great change, but if you kind of list what BAFA has achieved this year, we've instructed consultants to work on a whole sport plan that's now been consulted through every aspect of the sport and delivered. There's changes in governance of the sport at the top level. There's a pathway now for a management team empowered to deliver. If we look at the board itself, it's been restructured to have equity. We've created roles for vice chair positions to elevate the profile of the sport. We have a new brand. We have a new website. We have a new method of communicating with our memberships. We have the advertising and promotional campaign, Get Into American Football. We are now members of Sports Officials UK. We contribute back. We're not there, you know, getting cap in hand and finding out what we can help. We're actually providing positive contribution to other officiating organisations in Great Britain. Sports Coach UK, we're one of only a handful of sports that are on the UK world-class coaching strategy. You know, we're up there with the big names in sport. Member of the National Council for School Sport. We've got a credible avenue into every school in Great Britain. The list goes on and on and on from that perspective. We've achieved a massive amount this year. And again, the coalface, do you see it? No, but the impact is going to be over the coming months and years as the whole sport plan rolls out and the projects get achieved, and all of a sudden those people who have been, you know, felt on their own out at the coal faces, of, you know, I'm using that phrase too many times, but those people who are organising clubs and trying to get things happen, all of a sudden resources are going to be better for them and they're going to knock on doors and those doors are going to open rather than be slammed shut in their face, and it's going to be less challenging to deliver a service to people at a local level, and that's really what it's key and what it's all about.
I think one of the things that's happened this year as well is noticeable change is from other sports looking into American football. I think it's fair to say that historically other sports have looked at it as a bit of a I say Mickey Mouse sport as far as this country is concerned. The NFL is the NFL, does what it does well in the States, but over here in this country, not really an awareness that the game's actually played in this country necessarily, or if it is, not really seen in the best light.
Yeah.
I've seen that change this year. I've gone to Finance and Governance Forum meetings with other major sports, and when you talk to on a one-to-one basis with the heads of finance for UK Athletics or the RFU, etc., they actually... There is an awareness that we're here. There's an interest in what we're doing. And there is an understanding that we are actually a sport. And I think that's a fundamental change that I've seen this year.
I went to a meeting with Sports Coach UK earlier this year. And I walked into the room and I put my bag down. And, hi, how you doing? You know, how's it feel working in sport? And I sat there and I went, well, it's... I was stumped for words. I couldn't try and describe how it felt for American football. And... Stuart Wilson, a senior player at Sports Coach UK, just leant forward and said, it's great to be part of the British sporting family, isn't it? And I thought, yeah, that sums it up. That's what it feels like. We're part of it. We're not, you know, frowned at or looked at a little bit unusual, but maybe we were a few years ago. You know, American football, what's that all about? Actually, now we're on board and we do feel part of it. You feel as though you can call other organisations and say, hi, we're from American football, British American Football Association. You get respect. You get, you know, you get... support, advice, guidance, pushed in the right direction, and that is that's relationships, and you can't write that down in a report and explain to it. You know that you say, well, I need to speak to somebody in the Ministry of Sport. Well, you just pick up the phone and speak, and you get through. You know what I mean? It's that happens now, and it didn't happen 12 months ago.
It's those intangible benefits that we've now got, and they are going to be massive for the sport moving forward.
So you're talking about moving forward. What's going to happen, say, over the next 12 months?
Well, a whole sport plan. Is not a document that's just, now we've written it, we can't just put it on the shelf and leave it there. It's a working document. It's a methodology that the sport's now got to adopt and carry forward. So what's in that document now becomes, if you like, the instruction manual for the sport.
Yeah.
We now have to go through that and deliver on what we said we're going to deliver. Yeah. So in a way, the last 12 months has been the easy bit. In some ways, it's been the hard bit, but it really has been the easy bit. The hard work now really starts from here.
Yeah. It has been hard work, but it is the easy bit by comparison what's ahead of us in the next 5 years that's in the whole sport plan. I've read a lot of other whole sport plans and I've spoken with a lot of other sports, and really they focus on a mantra of recruit, train and retain. That's the objective. And we look at our sport, everyone's got unique attributes, but we do have one specific unique attribute. The NFL are in the British market. So our recruitment budget for our sport is millions and millions of dollars and massive amount of media exposure. Something that no other sport has in the same way that we have. What's our train? What's our training budget? Hardly anything. And that's the issue. So rather than write a schedule of what we're going to achieve at our pace, it's out of our hands. The NFL are coming to the British market. We got no choice in the matter. People are going to be knocking on our door wanting to play. And getting to American football website is an example of that. Launched on June 30th, and I'm dealing with dozens and dozens and dozens of emails of people wanting to get involved. I want to be a coach. I'm from the US. I've been coaching over there. I'm coming over here for 2 years on this contract or whatever. Can you put me in touch? I'm going to be in this area. Can you put me in touch with the team? You know, I'm 15 years of age and I want to play American football. Where do I go? It's there, it's out there. 600,000 ticket applications at the time of recording this for the Dolphins-Giants game. Where are they? You know, you can play the sport, you can get involved at a local club in this country. You know, just go to getintoamericanfootball.com and get there.
I think those people that have been around the sport in the 80s, as I was, will know this well, that the sport went through a massive upsurge of interest in the 80s when it was first shown on television. A lot of people came into sport. A lot of people then went away from the sport because the sport wasn't structured or set up properly to actually help, you know, follow people down a path, get into teams, get them coached properly, get them managed properly, get them playing properly. We didn't have that sort of organisation in place. The argument is we haven't actually necessarily had it in place the last few years either. But the whole sport plan now gives us that framework in which we can hopefully start to put those things right. And by doing that, with this interest that's coming along now, we have a chance of actually keeping these people within the sport. So therefore, the sport will grow. And if it continues to grow, then it'll be like the snowball effect. You know, the things will get bigger and bigger. And then other opportunities will come along to us. But we've got to get those basics right. And I think there's a recognition that we have to get those basics right. And this is the first step down that road.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So it looks like the future's bright for American football in this country.
Yes, without a doubt. I mean, we've got a lot of work to do. There's a massive amount of work to be done. Everything that Glenn said is, you know, it's right, and I agree. You know, that my concern is, and I wake up with a cold sweat every now and then, it's coming. You know, we've got to be ready to latch on to all this energy and harness it and put it to some good. My concerns are is that, you know, if we don't, you know, address ourselves appropriately, take advantage of every opportunity, we could be overwhelmed. And you know what it's like, you know, if you're happy with something, you're a satisfied customer, you tell no one. If you're unhappy, you'll tell everyone. And we just want everyone to have a good experience with American football and be part of it. And that's the real challenge, is making sure everybody has a good time in the sport of American football.
Fantastic. Oh, go on, Glenn.
I guess I think the vision is for us to have a sport which is thriving, looking 20 years down the road from here, have a sport which has grown, not gone through the troubles that we've gone through the last 20 years. Yeah. There's now something which is on the landscape. It's thriving, it's busy, it funds itself, it's well maintained. And that's the vision, I think, that we all have.
I think that really what you just said, there's a little bit there, the 20 years thing. There's a chance here for me to just have a moment, and there's no list. I was just going to say thanks to everybody in the sport for the last 20 years for everything you've given. I've come from a background of basketball, tennis, squash, loads and loads of sports, and I came into this sport only 3-4 years ago, and I'm just overwhelmed by the passion and dedication and commitment by everybody who plays a sport in this country. And that's what inspired me to say, right, I want to help out and be part of this. This is absolutely fantastic. Very specifically, you kind of look back and say, you know, my fellow members at the BAFL have been a huge support to me, giving advice and guidance and listening to my harebrained ideas. So big thank you to them for all the support they've given. Every organisation this year, you know, has all stepped up to the mark and found the time to sit and talk about what, you know, needs to be done. They've done a great job. So that's BIAFRA, BAFRA, they've, you know, done a great job. Andy Fuller, Simon Noonan, Alistair Kirkwood for making available resources, Tony Allen, you know, they've all done an absolutely fantastic job, and a big thank you to them for helping out this year and taking us along this path. Have I missed anyone out, Glenn? I'm sure I have.
It's so many people, but that's the whole point about this, the fact that this is not about one or two people here, this is about the whole of the sport, and making sure we look after the best interests of everybody involved with the sport.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, and you, OJ, the amount of hours you've given up to help support the sport. Thanks, mate.
It's those millions you pay me.
That's
where the budget's going. So the website, Get Into American Football, is...
GetIntoAmericanFootball.com. It does what it says on the tin.
Fantastic. Let's end this by saying I've worked on this. This is where the millions go. The future's bright. The future's British American football.
Thank you very much, Georgia.